Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Om Times Radio. I'm Lauren Marie. I'm a Joy of Business facilitator, and I'm joined today by my husband.
Hi, everybody. My name's Dylan Duncan, if you don't know. It's good to be on the show. Welcome.
And Dylan is also an Access Consciousness facilitator.
Yes.
And we live in beautiful, rainy Sunshine Coast, Australia today.
At least today it's rainy, but a lot of the time it's sunshine, so we're very lucky.
And we have squeezed in this radio show during our three-year-old twin's nap.
So we're holding fingers that they last, see how it goes. Well, you might have someone else joining online, either Ayla or Preston, or possibly, if you're lucky enough, you might have both of them, but let's hope not.
Yeah. Which brings me to our topic today, which is how to do business as a stay-at-home parent and having young kids in the house and handling all of the joys of parenthood, along with starting a business, running a business from home, and what happens when you don't have time for it all, like today, where we didn't have time to do the show.
Well, I think for me, what I've noticed is, you know, you don't have time, really. It doesn't necessarily apply to everything. I mean, what I've realized ever since Ayla and Preston came into our world is that you need to be able to do as much as you possibly can when you possibly can do it. You know, if you're going to procrastinate and you're going to put things off, it's all going to pile up, and that's what's going to lead to sort of the sense of overwhelm where it's like, oh my God, I can't do this. Whereas, you know, if you actually look at it and you sort of put steps in place where you can be like, okay, well, I know this time Lauren's going to be working. Cool. So I'll play with the kids. What can I do, you know, to get some work done as well? Or how long is this going to be until, you know, like, Lauren can have a break from work and I can go and work or have some time for myself? So I think the whole you don't have enough time is definitely not something that applies. I mean, you have to look at it and be like, what else can you add? And, you know, what can you do differently? Whether it's staying up at night or, you know, I've done it many a times where I haven't got work done, and then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this all needs to get done. And then I've stayed up till, you know, 6 in the morning doing all the work. So just know that anything is possible. You don't have to be like me, a complete humanoid who sometimes leaves things to the last minute. You can actually do something different.
So the way we've created our working life is a bit different. So let's give people a little bit of background, because we don't have 9-to-5 jobs.
No, we definitely
don't. And we both stay at home with the kids, and I travel a bit for work, and
sometimes we all travel together.
Sometimes we travel together. Once in a while, you get away.
Yes.
And we both have created jobs where we can pretty much do it from anywhere at any time of the day, which is sort of key in what you're saying, which is get things done whenever you can, which doesn't work for people that have to go into an office. But if you can create an income stream, a revenue stream that allows you that flexibility, it's pretty cool, because we get to stay at home with the kids. We do have them in school now 2 days a week, preschool, and which has been awesome. I remember the first day we dropped them off and we came home and we were like, what do we do now? What do people that don't have kids do with all of their time?
Well, they did fail the first day of preschool.
cool because they spent a total of like 2.5-3 hours there, and we got a phone call that we had to go and pick them up.
Yeah.
So.
But they've gotten better. They were a little bit like but it's been cool having that space to create, and we know what it's like when you just have them full time and you sort of have to go with the flow and follow the energy. And what I've noticed too is like fighting the flow of the day really doesn't allow you to get anything done. The kids are unhappy and all of that. But if you kind of get a sense of like, okay, they're occupied, they're, you know, in a safe place, they're not going to kill themselves or each other, and I maybe have a few minutes, let me squeeze something in, or we take turns watching them while the other one gets something done. We're sitting right now in my translator booth in our office here on the top floor because our house is like this really open beach house, and there's not a lot of soundproof in the house, so we've installed a translation booth chamber that is somewhat soundproof. So we're a little bit creative with our time and our space in our house with the kids and the work, which you have to be if you want to get anything done, I think.
Yeah. I mean, having twins is definitely for me. Because before Lauren and I met, you know, I was traveling around doing, you know, access classes, and that's actually how we met in Costa Rica. And Lauren came over to Australia and we did a whole set of end of year classes and everything, you know, and then we found out that Lauren was pregnant and, you know, fast forward 3 years, yeah, that's where we are. But I can still remember when she was pregnant at the time, you know, I was working at a coffee shop, you know, and I had to travel on my scooter all the way down to work at like, you know, hops 5 a.m. to get there by like 6. And, you know, I just, it's not that I didn't enjoy the work, but for me, I think being at home with Lauren while she was pregnant was definitely such a contribution, you know. So when I was away working, I was kind of at the same time wanting to be at home. So I was kind of looking at that and like, okay, so what can I do differently? And I must say, I'm very grateful because I've had Lauren who, you know, she is amazing at what she does and she's kind of trained me or showed me different things and I've learned a lot from her. So for that, I'm really grateful. I mean, where in your life do you have somebody who's, you know, there for you, has your back and, you know, if you're willing to learn, like, take it on and see what other people can offer, you know? There's always something different that can show up.
Well, can you say a little bit about that as a humanoid dad, man, and the different roles that we've taken on as provider for the family and stay-at-homer for the family, and how has that been for you in creating, like, outside and beyond this reality and what a dad or a husband should, quote-unquote, should be doing for work?
Yeah, well, I think for me, is when Ayla and Preston came into this world, they had this energy, and they still have it, of this energy that basically reminded me of me when I was younger, before I bought into this reality and, you know, tried to be something my parents wanted me to be, or my teachers, or my boss, or whatever. So I think I was kind of looking at like, wow, I want to be around this energy more because it's inviting me to remember that sort of energy that's inside me too. And there have been, you know, many days and stuff where it's got this reality kind of looking at you like, oh, you're a stay-at-home dad, you know, like, whoa, what does that mean, you know? And there's the role of like males in this world that, you know, the dads are the meant to be the breadwinners, and I know that was a big thing with my father, you know, he was the man, he did, you know, the physical work Monday to Friday, you know, and, you know, my mom stayed at home and, you know, did what so-called women do, you know, so I think for me it has been challenging at times because I've had to sort of look at what's really true for me and what I'm creating and not buy into everyone else's point of view of, oh, you should be, you know, providing for Lauren and your family, you should be not be, you know, doing the dishes or cleaning the house or, you know, folding, washing, doing washing, you know, you should have a different role. But for me, I was looking at it, and it was that sort of sense or that energy of lightness where I knew it was creating something different. And, you know, in the beginning, was it tough for me? Yeah, sure. But, you know, I think I've just sort of worked through it, and I've started to add things here and there, and it's slowly started to develop into, you know, something that, you know, I have work a whole lot more, and it's flexible too. So, you know, it fits in with Lauren's schedule. Yeah.
So for people that are out there and their situation is maybe not what they desire, whether they have bought into the roles in this reality of stay-at-home mom and they don't want to be a stay-at-home mom, or work dad, where they really want to be a stay-at-home dad, or whatever else. I mean, that's just one way to describe what we do, because there are definitely, we sort of both do it all. But for those people who have created it in a way and they'd like to change it, what questions can they start to ask, or what tools would you give them?
Well, I think first of all, you need to look at what it is you really desire to create, you know. Is what you desire to create really actually truly what you desire to create, or have you somewhere bought it from someone else that this is what you should be doing, or this is what you shouldn't be doing?
So looking at what you really desire and asking, is this actually my point of view?
Yeah, getting sort of brutally honest with yourself and, you know, finding out, you know, it might be something totally different to what you had previously thought or decided that you wanted to do, you know. Maybe you want to go and continue to work full time and add in a second job, you know. It could be anything, but until you're willing to actually truly look at what's true for you, what's going to show up is totally different to what you actually truly desire, and then you're just going to go into judgment of yourself, into wrongness, because, you know, what you're so-called asking for isn't actually showing up the way you think it is going to.
Well, I remember when I traveled away from the kids the first time, it was really tough, and I had, some of it was what was actually tough for me, and a lot of it was the point of view that everybody has about leaving your children as a mom with young kids. And the further I drove and then flew away from them, the harder it was to be away from them, and it was like I'm crying and crying, like, where am I going? And then I had to really look at what's true for me, and as soon as I was actually where, I can't even remember where I was going, somewhere, it was actually fine, and I realized that what it actually creates for us as a family is so much greater than if I hadn't gone on that trip. So that's an example of really looking at this upset and this, you know, sadness and this guilt of, like, I'm leaving my children. Is that mine? Or is that how I'm supposed to feel? Is that what other people are projecting on me? So look at what you've created so far and look at the choices you're making and ask, is this really my point of view? Is this working for me? Or am I buying into someone else's reality? So, sounds like we're coming up to a break.
It appears so, yes.
So, we'll be back with you in a moment on Own Times Radio with Lauren Marie and Dylan Duncan. Joy of business.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to OM Times Radio. It's Lori Marie and Dylan Duncan here talking about family done different and working and traveling and having kids and doing it all. So we were just talking during the break about challenges that come up as a stay-at-home parent, work-from-home parent. I don't even know what you're supposed to call that. and how it's not just the work, it's the roles you take on, it's the housework, it's the money, it's the parenting, it's the all of that. And what happens when it gets a bit messy?
Well, I think one thing that, you know, I've noticed has worked for us is there are times where the kids are absolutely crazy and, hey, that's perfectly normal. And there's days where they're really needy and clingy and it's like, you have to get this email out, you have to send this off, or whatever that may be.
What happens when you get on the phone to make a work call every single time?
It's the funniest thing. The kids will be totally quiet, and as soon as you dial the number and somebody answers, they come running, and they start moaning, or they start fighting with each other right by you, and they don't stop until you hang up the phone. Like,
and then they go back to being quiet.
And then they're totally quiet. So just know your kids are out to get you, and
yeah,
totally okay. You just have to look at how you can manipulate them. You know, if you find yourself hiding in the bathroom, making a call and locking
with a bottle
them away,
of wine.
Hey, it's okay. You got to do what works.
Well, this is actually a funny example, but it's true. Like, if you can trust that your kids will be your kids, and you know that every time you need a quiet moment, whether it's on the potty or on a phone call or whatever it is, when you want a moment to yourself, that's when they will need you. Or from their point of view, that's when they decide that they need you and they come looking for you and screaming that you're not there. So if you can trust that your kids will be your kids and that you'll be you and, like, not expect them to do something different, then you can actually work around it. So I always know if that, like, we have this big, beautiful house. We have outdoor. We have everything. And there's so many times when I've done a conference call from inside the garage, inside the car with the doors shut. even the translator booth sometimes is that enough.
It'll fail, yeah.
Because they have gotten to an age where they climb over gates, they undo things, they escape. You know, you turn around 1 minute and they're just gone and they're Houdinis. They can now get into and out of things. So it was great when you could put them in a playpen and they can't get out. But,
or when they couldn't move, they were so small.
you could just
swaddle them and leave them and give them a bottle.
Yeah, swaddling was great because they can't even move their arms and legs since they're just like little logs.
But I think that's great, you know, even for people who may not have kids, it's like, you know, sometimes your business may throw you different curveballs, you know, which can relate to having kids, you know. It's unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen, you know, or who's going to call or what's going to show up. But I think what you need to be willing to do is look at what's going to work for you and know when you need to change something. You know, I know there have been many times where the frustration levels rise, you know, and then it's like, oh, okay, wait, is actually trying to do the work that's required to be done right now, is that actually going to work for me? Or do I need to take some time out, you know, go to the beach, go to the gym, or, you know, go sit by the swimming pool for 5 minutes, or, you know, go pot and pock yourself, or do whatever. Is that more required than you actually sitting at the computer frustrated and getting whatever task it is that, you know, you've decided you need to do done?
So one tool that I've been using lately is looking at, if I was truly being me here, how would I be? And also asking the kids too. Like when I came back from this trip I took a few days ago, the kids were like, I don't know, being very whiny and weird and just driving you crazy. And I looked at this dynamic. I'm like, what are they doing? I'm like, and I grabbed Preston, our son, and I was like, hey. And I kind of gave him this energy of who I know him to be, which is like this happy, like ease-filled, happy, playful, joyful, energetic. Playful, not this whiny, pathetic, like annoying thing. And I was like, hey, who are you being? And I was like, you know, you can be you again. And I just gave him this energy that like I remembered from before I went on my trip, that where he was being really him. And I'm like, what about him? Can you be that again? Can you be you? And I just, and he's three, so this isn't like a logical conversation we had, but it was sort of more just a reminder. And it snapped him out of it. And since then, he's been, like yesterday, you're like, Preston's been happy all day long. I'm like, I know, because I reminded him he was didn't have to drive his dad crazy, which for some reason, when I was gone, he decided he was just going to make you frustrated and crazy the whole time.
Well, it didn't work. I didn't kill them, and they survived, and I survived.
And so totally crazy.
And funny enough, I actually got a lot of work done, so that's great.
Well, and acknowledging that, like, whatever it is, and not making yourself wrong or making the kids wrong, and just looking at what needs to change here or what could change here, and who are you being? Like, who are you being with your kids? Who are your kids being with you? Who are you being in your job? And what if you were being you? What would, how would you be? Who would you be? Where would you be? Why would you be? When would you be? And just asking these questions sort of bring you back to, oh, I'm acting like my mom, or I'm acting like my boss, or I'm acting like a good parent, which means that I'm like yelling at my kids, or that I'm not yelling at my kids when I should yell at my kids, or that I'm trying to... The other thing that people do when they work from home, I think, is try to, like, hide their work from their kids or keep it, like away from them and try and, like, put this wall off to their kids, which is the thing that makes your kids go, hey, what's that wall? And all of a sudden they go banging on it. So I actually include my kids in my work, sometimes, like, literally, where I'll be on a Zoom on a conference call and they'll come sit on my lap and wave to everybody. Luckily I have a job where that's cool. Or I'll work on the computer on my laptop, like sitting next to them while they're playing or, but sometimes it's just energetic. Like even if I'm off in another country, I'll include them in my universe, in everything that I'm creating. And I actually remind them that why I'm doing what I'm doing is to create more for them and for us.
Yeah, and for, you know, our future. So,
speaking of the devil.
I hear somebody downstairs. So let's let them cry just for a little bit.
Let's see if they can find us. It'll be like hide and seek.
Yeah.
So what other tools do you use when things get clunky?
Well, I think it's definitely, you know when you need to take some time out for you. Go for a run, go to the beach, you know, I really enjoy going out into nature. I enjoy going to the gym and working out, putting my headphones on and blasting music, you know, it sort of takes me out of my head. You can also ask your business to contribute to you, you know, because your business is this energetic thing where, you know, many people just think, oh, it's this solid sort of thing, but it's like your business is the one contributing to you, you know. If you didn't have your business, you know, you wouldn't have money coming in. So I think you also have to constantly keep asking what it is that your business desires from you, you know. It's not the other way around.
Let's do a test right now. Let's ask the kids energetically to contribute to this call and to our businesses, and let's ask the business and the Om Times and all the people that are listening to contribute back to them.
Cool.
So that's as hard as it is. That's asking a question. You don't have to breathe in and breathe out and
hold it
and visualize and strain like you're constipated. You just ask and see what shows up and ask without a point of view of how it's going to look. Like, we don't know. That could mean the kids get louder.
And scream and crying, or, you know, it could mean they stop and play with each other in their room for the rest of the time.
What would it take? but asking for the contribution of your business to your family and of your family to your business and just see what changes. And suddenly I don't hear crying.
As if by magic. The universe is a magical place.
Touch wood.
You ask and you shall receive. So what is it that you're asking for that you haven't acknowledged yet, you know? It's like, what does your business require from you? And what do you require from your business? And...
Well, what have you given your... What have you decided your business's job is? Like, if you've actually not asked your business to make you money, chances are it won't. It doesn't know that's its job.
Exactly. I like using sort of the analogy of, you know, like a horse with blinders on. It's like, let's say you've decided your business is only going to go out to females. For instance, you know, you sell female clothes. Well, then it would kind of just go to females because you're selling female clothes. But hey, you decide you only want female customers. Exactly. You know, you might get someone, a guy who wants female clothes. But it's like, if you put your business in that box, it's like you're telling a horse to run with blinders on. It can only see sort of, you know, maybe what, 20-30%, and the rest is totally covered. It can't see that. And when you're willing to actually ask your business the question, ask yourself the question of, you know, what else can you add? You know, what can you do different? Who else would like to buy my clothes? You know, those sort of questions are not in front of where the horse is looking or where your business is looking. They're where the blinders are. So when you ask these questions, it's like you're taking those blinders off of your horse, off of that business, and it's opening you up to all these possibilities around you. So would you be willing to do that? You know, just keep asking your business, what else can you add? You know, maybe you need to add somebody to your business. You know, do you need to bring somebody in to help you with your emails or help you with your workload, which would then allow you more space to create even more?
Well, what you're talking about is really, with the blinders, is taking a point of view. Like, I only sell women's clothes as a point of view. Or I have a business that is caters to this type of client versus what is my business really asking for.
And I think we're coming up for a break soon, so...
We're going to go check on the kids while you guys take a break, and we'll be right back with you on Ohmtimes Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Ohmtimes Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Ohmtimes. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to OM Times Radio, the Joy of Business channel. And this is Lori Marie and Dylan Duncan, parents of 3-year-old terrors. I mean, twins. Twin terrors. I remember when I was pregnant, everyone used to say, oh, twins. Double trouble. And I was like, stop it. And I always thought it was a curse, which maybe it is, but now I just realize it's just true.
Well, I think, you know, it's sort of a double-edged sword, because at the same time, I look at sort of the magical side, where I think the first couple of months have been very difficult, you know, or at least the first 6, but then they started to play with each other, you know, and we were looking at it and we're like, what if we just had one? My goodness, you know, they would be so bored. Like, we would actually have to play with them a whole lot more. You know, they wouldn't have each other to interact with and stuff. So I actually think one of them is coming upstairs. We hear Ramona. So I'm going to love and leave you guys. Please just know that, you know, if you have a life, you're in business. And what else can you add to your life? And, yeah. Thank you for listening, guys. I'm very, very grateful.
Dylan's going to exit stage left.
Excellent.
And I will stay with you. So, example of switching gears as a stay-at-home working parent. Just got to go with the flow. You're doing a radio show, and one of you has to go. The other one's going to go get them ready for the movies. Hopefully the crying will get quieter as they go back downstairs. Thanks for bearing with us. So, and one of the things we wanted to talk about with you as your business, as your life is your business, is really allowing, no matter what your business is, or even if you think you don't have one, allowing it to, it's basically all the same for us. Life, business, parenting, work, play. It's all one and the same. So we don't really have, like, today's Sunday afternoon, and whether it's whatever day of the week, I really never know, or holidays, we don't really do holidays. Every day is a work day. Every day is a play day for us. We don't have a lot of form and structure around working. Now, that being said, there are meetings and there are classes we attend. There are flights that, you know, we take, and there are times that things have to be done in a certain manner. But other than that and around that and even in that, like, I can be on a flight and writing a book, or I can be at home watching a movie during, you know, work hours. Like, what if you allowed you and your life and your business to be malleable and changeable and to flow with whatever energy is required in the moment? We talked about the first day that we dropped the kids off to school, which was just maybe a month ago now, not very long. And we came back home and I thought, oh, we're going to drop the kids off at school. We're going to have so much time to do every, you know, all these things that we've been putting on hold. We have a whole day to get everything done, drop the kids off, you know, had a little bit of like, oh, we're leaving the kids. Went home, pulled in the garage, went in the house and was like, oh, I don't feel like doing anything. Do you want to run bars? And we put on a movie and we ran bars, which, if you haven't looked at it or had them done, best, most awesome body treatment ever, the Excess Consciousness Bars. And we just ran bars and watched a movie until we had to go back and get the kids. But it was just what was required. I mean, having 3 years very full on with them. The second that we had a break, we were like, the last thing we want to do is stress out at work and get a whole bunch of stuff done. We just want to chill. So we allow ourselves that flexibility. And at the same time, there's late nights, there's early mornings. I mean, most days I start work by 6 a.m. And you know, it could be meetings at any time of the day. So, but what if that was more your reality than the structure that others put onto business? And what if that was fun? What could be fun? And when I say we work at any time, it's not because we have to, it's because we choose to. And I love my work. I love creating. For me, work is a creative outlet, and it gives me a chance to make money for playing and creating, which is the most fun thing that I know. So what is it for you that's really fun that you haven't acknowledged that if you started choosing to do it and create with it and make money from it, could be a business? So we haven't run any clearings yet on this call. If you aren't familiar with the clearing statement, you can go to theclearingstatement.com, and I'll just run a quick clearing here. So everywhere that you've decided what work is and defined what working is, that doesn't allow you to have the fun of creation and business, will you destroy and uncreate it now? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So what have you defined work and business as that it isn't? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what have you defined and decided being a parent is that it isn't? And everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So where have you defined business as not fun? And where have you defined your life as not your business? Everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So what if life and living and business could be fun? What if you could add fun back into your business? And if whatever you're doing right now for work or business isn't fun, start asking the question, what would it take for it to be fun? And what could I add here that would be fun? If you start adding revenue streams to whatever you're currently doing in your day, almost as if by accident, you can have a new business. What if everything was a business? No matter if you have a 9-to-5 job or not, or you're a stay-at-home mom and you think, well, I don't have time for that, you can always add income streams, revenue streams. A lot of people talk about passive income, which I think is a bit of a lie because there's nothing passive about an income stream or revenue stream. There's things that you can create that will make you money without a lot of work continually, but you don't ever want to take your energy out of your creations. So even if it's a product that you've created and you're now selling the product you're not creating anymore, you don't want to decide, well, that's done, because you put a stop on it and you take your energy out of it. It's like, keep asking questions about those products and those revenue streams, whether it's a book or a class, or you want to walk dogs, or you're making clothes, or whatever it is that you like to do. What if it can continue to make you money? And keep asking it questions. Where does it want to be sold? Who wants to buy it? What other possibilities are available with this product or this service that you haven't yet considered? There's so many things that you can create with kids, meaning you have kids and you're still creating. When the kids were very little, I used to put them in their stroller. They had a double stroller, and I'd take them on walks, and I'd either be on a conference call or listening to a class, an access class, or just getting exercise and having a bit of a break. But I'd bring the kids along and be working. And I find it very fun to multitask that way and have lots of different things going on rather than just sitting and playing with the kids and not creating. And not to say that if you like playing with your kids, that it's wrong. For me, I get a bit bored. Three-year-olds, our idea of fun is a little different than mine. But it's cool to be able to spend time with your kids and create something for you and something for your future and something that will make you money too. So what if you could choose that and have that with total ease? So everywhere you've decided that that is overwhelming and it's too hard and you don't even know where to start, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Where you start is where you are. No matter what you have going on or what you don't, no matter how proficient you think you are at business, there's something that you know. And what would it take to get that out to the world? What's fun and easy for you? What do people come to you for that you believe has no value? That's probably where some of your greatest talents and abilities lie, and your greatest capacities to make money as well. So what have you defined you as that stops you from being the greatest creator of and for and with your business? Everything that is times a gazillion, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So what have you defined you as that stops you from being the greatest creator you can be of and for and with your business? And everything that is times a gazillion, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you've created a separation between you and business, between you and your family, between your family and your business, will you destroy and uncreate all of that separation? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Now, that doesn't mean you have to pick up your baby and take them into a work meeting, but it does mean that your business and your family can contribute to each other in a different way. And it does mean that things might change with your family and with your business. And what if that was okay? What if it didn't have to look like anyone else thought that it should or had to look? What if you could actually create a different reality with family and business than anyone else on the planet has ever had before? So everything that doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive that possibility for you, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. So what possibilities are available for you that you haven't yet acknowledged? Let's look at that when we come back from Om Tons Radio. Joy of Business.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to OM Times Radio, the Joy of Business channel, and I'm Lauren Marie, talking to you today about Family Done Different. And I wanted to let you know about a few things coming up. The amazing founder of the Excess Joy of Business, Simone Millicis, is coming to back home, for once, can you believe it, to do some classes that will also be live streamed all around the world, so no matter where you are, you can attend. And it's going to be at the end of November, and she'll be doing an intro class, which I'm sure will not be very intro-y, but it'll be an evening taster called Kickstart Your Business, and it'll be live streamed from Noosa, which is in Queensland, Sunshine Coast, Australia, and as I said, live stream all around the world, so you can attend from anywhere. I'll be there, kids will be there, if it's not too late, and Dylan will be there, and we'd love to have you join us. So it'll be an intro class. You can find out more at accessjoyofbusiness.com. And then that'll be followed by 3 more days of Simone doing a Business Done Different masterclass, which these classes are so freaking phenomenal. I can't even tell you. I did one myself in London a few months ago. And the class just goes everywhere, business and money, and people bring up whatever's going on in their lives and their business, and we change it, and there's tons of tools and processes. You get an awesome manual, and it's just really juicy and meaty, and I love them. So Simone will be doing that 3-day class starting on November 24th here in Australia, live stream around the world. So no excuse. You can attend from anywhere, and we'd love to have you. So that's coming up at the end of November. And also Dylan, remember him from the beginning of the show. Dylan and I will be doing a foundation class, very first time that we're doing a live class together. And that's 4 days. It's a class that comes after the BARS class in Access. So it's one of the beginning foundational classes, hence the name Foundation, where you look at the tools of Access and pretty much change everything. I still use every single one of those tools from the foundation manual that I think my first foundation must have been 7 years ago at least now. And I still use every single one of the tools that I got from that foundation class every day. And when I don't use them, my life doesn't go so well. And when I do use them, my life gets way easier. So highly recommend the foundation class. If you are in Australia, come on by. You can find out more from the accessconsciousness.com website and check out the foundation classes near you, or come see me and my hubby in Noosa. So you're invited to all of those classes in Australia and online around the world. And speaking of business classes and workshops and things, I would just recommend that whatever tools you've gotten from these radio shows, that you actually use them. I know that sounds funny, but this isn't meant to be something that you just hear and then you go, oh, that's nice, and then you hang up, or you turn off the radio, or you go back to your life and you don't use them. These are tools that, if you use them, can change literally anything. There's nothing on the planet that I have not seen these tools change, and I challenge you to use the tools and see if they don't work, because chances are, if it's not working, it's because you haven't actually used it, or maybe it requires a different tool. But these are some of the most amazing, powerful tools that I've ever come across, and I know I'm not the only one. So even just what we've covered today around asking questions and following the energy and creating your life and your business, it's such a different conversation than you'll really find anywhere else.
and being that difference and just looking at what's fun for you and when you're being you, what you, who you are and how you be and functioning from that space in business, it makes you such a valuable product. You become this difference and this light in the world where people go, who are you? What are you doing? And you're just different, which is, it's just so great. It's so valuable to anyone, any employer, any client, any person that's looking for whatever it is that you're doing or selling or offering. You being you is the greatest invitation to everything that you're offering the world. And if you don't know it already, you being you is the greatest gift to the world. So you might want to consider being you. And if you don't know what that is, it's like we don't need to find ourselves. We can actually be and create ourselves. And being you is way simpler than you may think. We're taught that we have to be a lot of different ways in the world and function from other people's points of views or definitions or roles. And what if none of that was actually true? What if you could wake up every day with the joy of being alive and actually ask, if I was being me today, what would I choose? If I was being me in my business today, who would I be? What would I be? Where would I go? Who would I talk to? Who would I call? And in that conversation or in doing that, really being you and not giving up or hoarding who you are, meaning keeping it away from anyone, but really just being you in the presence of anything. Doesn't matter what shows up, whether it's someone that's angry or someone that's really needy or someone who's totally checked out and isn't present, but really being you, no matter what, can change so much you don't even realize. I know that I only find out later, sometimes having conversations with people, that so much has changed for them when I was like, what did I do? I was just being me and having a talk with you. And it's like, yeah, but you don't realize what a gift that is to the world and how rare it is to find someone who's functioning from a space of being. So everything that has been created or you've chosen to not be you and to give up the value and seeing the value of being you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that and choose to be a little bit more of you now? Right, wrong, good, bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Even if you don't know what that means or how it will look like or what it will take, it's a choice. And choice creates more awareness. So the more you choose being you, the more you're aware of what that is. And you find out over time, oh, you know, when I was doing this, I was totally not being me. That sucked. You know, when I yelled at my kids and I got all stern with them and I told them they couldn't do that because, well, that was not being me. That was being my dad, or that's being my grandfather, or that was just something else that I bought into and it wasn't how I actually be. And then you come back to a space of being, which is a lightness and an ease and a space that you can function from, which actually works and changes things far quicker than something else or anything else. So every role that you've taken on to define you that stops you from being you, will you now destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what if the family that you're creating could be totally different than what anyone else has ever created before? And family can be anything, really. Doesn't matter if you have kids or parents or dogs or friends. A family is really what you make it. And you also don't have to make it significant that these people are your family, that these people are your kids or your parents. What if it was all just an interesting point of view and you could care for them and let them choose what they choose, even if they're kids? Let your kids choose whatever they're going to choose. And of course, as a parent, you do have that sort of role or job that you might want to keep them from hurting themselves or getting in too much trouble, but letting them choose what they're going to choose and also being a leader to direct them when required as a parent. So everything that you have done to separate you from your being, you from being you with your kids, with your parents, with your friends, with your spouses, with your coworkers, let's destroy and uncreate all of that. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So everything you've defined you as that keeps you from being you, let's destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. One of my new favorite clearings is to run this process and insert your name. So what have I defined being Lauren as? And you would say your name there. Everything that is, tons of gazillion. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Because what if you've defined you in a certain way and you could actually undefine and destroy and uncreate all that and create something new? You don't even have to redefine you. What if you stayed undefined? What if every moment of every day you could show up different? What if you could create your family or your job or your business different in every moment? What if you didn't have to ever define you or your business or your family or your relationships again, and you could stay undefined? So on that note, I leave you for today. I'm Lauren Marie. Check out more at meetlaurenmarie.com and accessjoyofbusiness.com.